With the nation on high alert, the Department of Homeland Security is trying to get organized as quickly as possible. The department is little more than an administrative shell, but on March 1st, nearly 24 federal agencies will move in. The goal is to make the country safer, but it won't be easy merging agencies as diverse as the Secret Service and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or as old as the Customs Service. It's been around since 1789, and NPR's Pam Fessler went to the Pacific Northwest to learn how customs workers feel about the move and whether they think it will improve the nation's security.
The Customs Service has been trying to keep bad things out of the country for a very long time. Writers Herman Melville and Nathaniel Hawthorne were customs officials. So, too, was President Chester A. Arthur. Today, Diana Dean is one.
Hi, Veronica.
A short, friendly woman with pink, round cheeks, Dean is among a handful of inspectors here at Port Angeles, Washington, along the northern coast of the Olympic Peninsula. This remote town is about as far as one can get from bureaucratic reshuffling in Washington, D.C. But it's also here, on the front lines, where Homeland Security will likely succeed or fail. This evening, the Coho Ferry's big gray doors open to unleash dozens of cars, trucks, and minivans that have just made the 17-mile trip from Canada. Dean is there to inspect them, but unlike her predecessors, she has a lot more to worry about than illegal drugs and bootleg liquor.
Hi, where do you folks live?
Hammond, Oregon.
What do you do there?
We retired.
No one is more aware than Dean that among the retirees, tourists, and truckers, there could also be terrorists.
Can I get you just to open the sliding door over there? I'm just going to take a quick peek in there and have you on your way.
Just over 3 years ago, Dean did stop a terrorist right here in the shadows of the snow-covered Olympic Mountains. An Algerian named Ahmed Razam was the driver of the last car off the ferry. He was so nervous when Dean questioned him, she asked him to step out of the car. Officers searched his trunk and found big bags of white powder and bottles filled with amber liquid. They thought drugs until they saw the timers.
We knew it was a bomb. We knew it was. There was no question in our mind.
In fact, Razam had 125 pounds of explosives and a plan to blow up Los Angeles Airport. This incident, along with the attacks of September 11th, transformed the jobs of Diana Dean and thousands like her. Now, all customs employees are moving to the Department of Homeland Security to join the Immigration and Naturalization Service and others whose job it is to protect the nation's borders. Dean thinks it's a good idea, but she's also nostalgic and a bit nervous about the change.
One really sad thing we just thought of today is our flag might come down, and that's going to hurt. It's a little scary, you know, we don't know for sure what's going to happen.
She's pretty sure her job, keeping the bad guys out, will stay the same. But exactly how things will work in the new department is still a mystery to many.
FAA regulations prohibit the opening of checked baggage in this area unless instructed to do so by a federal officer.
Nowhere will the merger be more noticeable than at the nation's airports. Here at Seattle-Tacoma Airport, international passengers must make their way through a gauntlet of government inspectors. Immigration, customs, agriculture, even transportation.
Hello, gentlemen. Do you have your passport and declaration with you?
Oh, yeah.
Are the two of you traveling together? Good. I see someone's already spoken to you.
Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge says beginning March 1st, such travelers will be greeted by one face instead of four. Danny McQuincy, Customs Chief Inspector for Passenger Programs in the Seattle area, says it sounds good, but he's not quite sure how it will happen.
That's the bold print. I haven't seen the detail that tells me how to go about accomplishing that. You know, we just have to wait and see. I think we're all kind of waiting to see.
Customs officials have been doing what they can to keep employees informed about the move to Homeland Security, sending out emails as soon as new details become available. But not everyone's satisfied with the answers they've gotten so far. Creation of the new department left bitter feelings between the Bush administration and government employee unions. Congress agreed to give the president broad flexibility over Homeland Security workers, and some employees are worried.
What they have told us is that for 1 year, nothing drastic will happen. This is like Cinderella looking at the clock. When it gets to midnight, how much is this going to change?
James Foley has been a customs inspector for 30 years and is now president of the local chapter of the National Treasury Employees Union. He says workers have been promised they won't lose their jobs or have their pay cut for at least a year. But after that, he says, who knows?
It's not a very good idea to put me in an agency and deprive me of my current pay status, deprive me of my union representation. And since they haven't said that we're going to have those things for sure, we don't know what they're going to do. So basically right now it's kind of a high anxiety situation.
President Bush has promised to protect the rights of the 170,000 employees in the new department, but he also says he can't be hampered by old personnel rules in the fight against terrorism. Lee Winchell is the customs special agent in charge for Seattle and the northern border region. He says most agents in his office appreciate that changes have to be made to improve homeland defense.
That is our primary goal. That has to be done in a coordinated fashion, in a unified fashion. This mechanism is going to allow us to do that.
In the new department, customs will not only be merged with other agencies, it will also be divided into two bureaus, one to focus on border security, another to deal with criminal investigations. Winchell thinks that means more resources for investigators, something people in the field can always use. Any uncertainty, he says, even his own, will be taken in stride.
Quite candidly, I don't know if I'll be the special agent in charge, or if one of my immigration counterparts will be the special agent in charge and I'll be the deputy. Either way, I have an obligation to move into whatever position it is that they've given me and do the job well. I do candidly hope I'm in charge, though.
If you come on over here, I'll let you look out the window a little bit.
Kathy Sarton works two floors below Winchell in Customs' downtown Seattle office. The two share a spectacular view of Elliott Bay off Puget Sound, but it's also a sobering sight and a constant reminder of how much is at stake.
If you look off a little bit to the left there, you'll see a ship that says Hapag-Lloyd. That's unloading containers.
Sarton, who's the port director for this area, points to stacks and stacks of blue and red containers just blocks from busy downtown streets. 1.5 million containers enter this port each year, and no one is exactly sure what they all contain.
I admit I look out this window and think about a ship coming in and, you know, try to be prepared to deal with anything that could happen. It does make you nervous. Everybody's pretty nervous. I mean, there's no secret. We're in a war. I mean, this isn't just words. When you look out here and you think about the reality, it's very scary.
Scary enough, she tells her staff, not to get distracted by the details of government reorganization. Back at Port Angeles, where the ferries keep coming, Customs Inspector Diana Dean agrees. She's confident when all is said and done in Washington, D.C., the government will still be relying on its frontline employees, like those here in Washington State.
You still need that inspector to ask those questions and to hear the responses that you're going to get. So they still need us, regardless of what happens with Homeland Security. They need us.
How well she and others can do their job, though, depends on the support they get from the top, in both big ways and small. For all the huge reorganization that's going on, Dean says what the Port Angeles staff could really use is a dog to help sniff out contraband when the ferries are especially full. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Seattle.